Recording 1, 2, 3, episode 2 in progress.
Again, welcome again to, well, not even again, but welcome to episode 2 of Chaos Buffering.
Buffering Chaos.
Yeah, I replaced Phil and I got this Indian guy over here.
Chuck Med.
Yeah, Phil's yelling, which is, yeah, that's good. Okay, so,
put the Phil in a rubber box and poke him with sticky knives.
Among everything else that we have to do, Phil, I think you have something to say to the audience.
Oh, shit. Yes. Yes, I do. Goldie Hawn, I'm sorry. I know Kate Hudson is your daughter. Not Meg Ryan. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. Turns out Phil's really dumb.
On Star News, anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna... I don't know how often we're going to correct him, but I'm just going to have Wikipedia open all the time now. And when Phil says anything, I'm going to have to try and correct him.
I'm going to have a rolling fact checker.
Oh, guess what?
We got all this shit written down on the board, which I'll post a picture of that up on the website. Afterward, if I do it before, then you guys will know everything that we're
wood,
doing.
Wood, planks, and metal and skanks.
Yeah, we might have to do that later. Yeah. Phil's gonna record a song for you guys. A better song. Actually, we do have a song for the podcast that might be in the works, or maybe not. I don't know. If we can't get it to come across sounding good, then we're not gonna do it.
Because that would just be dumb.
Yeah. Because Phil just wants to scream it, which is not gonna be understandable.
I do. I wanna inward scream it the whole time.
Yeah. But Phil might have a song about some,
melons!
Actually, yes. Later on. Maybe. I don't know.
Fruits, bananas, pineapples, and oranges.
Phil, not yet. There's gotta be later.
Okay. Alright.
So, that kind of brings us to the main talk of the day, right?
It does.
Which is, what, you... Everybody dreams about being a superhero, right?
But if you were actually a superhero... You would probably not tell anybody.
But Phil, breaking his superhero-ly vows, is going to tell us all about...
I will tell you.
His superhero self.
I'll tell you about my superhero self. I'm the illegitimate son of Spider-Man and Catwoman.
Really?
I'm Spacked-Man.
Spacked-Man?
Yes, Spacked-Man.
What's your powers?
Well, Spacked-Man, I can shoot sticky cats.
You shoot, like, sticky cats? Like, out of your hands?
Yes.
What do they...
I can also, I have one main power that I rarely use because it's just devastating. Like, super devastating.
What is that?
It's called the Sticky Cat Splat Attack. And, pretty much I launch a missile-sized sticky cat out of my ass.
Out of your ass?
Yeah.
How do they get up there?
My body just produces them, you know?
Okay, and when they come out of your ass like that, what do they do?
Oh, shit. They are pissed. They are pissed when they come out.
Phil, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why are these cats sticky?
I have no clue. It has something to do with my dad's spider DNA. Or...
GNA?
Yeah, GNA.
Yeah, Spider-Man doesn't have DNA. Everybody knows that. So you fight crime with these sticky cats?
Oh, yeah. If you ever go somewhere and you see a criminal stuck to the wall by a cat, you know I was there.
So does it go like criminal sticky cat wall, or are there like sticky cats around his arms where he's like, oh, help me, and then the cats are like, meow, meow.
Yeah, pretty much. If I have to shoot 5 or 6 cats at one criminal to hold him down, I'll do it. But
so are these like actual cats, or are they like sticky,
oh, yes, they're
sticky things in the shape of cats?
They're most definitely cats.
So what, like, do how long? What happens when these cats are, like, so you stick a criminal to the wall with them, what happens when the cops come to get the criminal? Like, do the cats just leave and stick to stuff?
No, usually they have to bring animal control. And the only reason the police don't really like me fighting crime for them is because I'm causing a really big problem with cat overpopulation. So these cats do not come out neutered or spayed.
So there's a bunch of pounds now that have a bunch of sticky cats that they're just like, nobody wants the sticky cat
exactly
for their kid.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you can't put it down.
You can't?
No.
They're invincible?
Well, no, once you pick it up, it's stuck to you.
Oh, so you literally can't put it down, okay.
Yeah.
yeah. And you find that this is an effective power?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, nobody can fight against a sticky cat, dude. You got something stuck to you with claws and teeth?
I suppose it would be very frightening for the cat as well. Just, like, come out of nowhere all of a sudden, and now you're stuck to someone who's very frightened.
Yeah.
I imagine their claws would be flying rather quickly.
Usually what happens is if I hit somebody in the chest, they will reach to take the cat off of their chest, and their hands will get stuck to the cat.
So then you have a guy looking like he's holding a cat to his chest, and the cat's just freaking out trying to kill him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. So basically you send sticky little assassins out of your hands, right?
Yeah, sticky little assassins.
So can you, like, drop one down onto the ground and just be like, go get him?
No, they can't run.
They can't?
They can't move. Once I shoot them someplace, they're stuck there.
Oh, okay.
Like, they are sticky.
They're really sticky.
Really sticky.
Okay.
Like super glue that dries immediately.
So it's just very inconveniencing for the burglars or whoever?
Pretty much.
Well, so, I guess that works.
That's also, I have a lubricating substance that secretes from my hands so that I can still touch them. I can use them to climb buildings. I can use them...
So if you drop one onto the ground, then you could just secrete some of the lubricant, air quotes, please, thank you, and then you could grab it and throw it again? Or are they stuck to the ground?
Can you do that.
Okay, so...
You can totally do that.
So in your downtime, you could just be dropping them out onto the ground, and then, like, defense, like, somebody tried to break into your house, and you just grab them and...
Yeah, I could, but
And they're
I,
like,
I,
oh, Jesus, it's a crazy cat lady, except it's a man, and he's a superhero.
Yeah. Don't you want to hear about my costume?
Sure, what's your costume look like?
I don't have a costume.
Are you naked?
Yep.
Well, but that's public indecency, Phil. You're going to get arrested.
Yeah, but I secrete this lubricant all over my body, so...
So you're naked but covered in goo?
If I was to wear clothing, then the cats might stick to me.
Well, no, but... Like, you can wear clothing everywhere but your wrists and apparently your ass... You can just get one of those onesies with a butt flap.
Yeah, but the problem is if a cat was ever to hit me in the clothing, it would be stuck there.
So you're naked, kind of?
Yeah.
But people can't see your junk, right?
I wear a cat pelt over it.
Over what?
My junk.
A cat pelt?
Yep.
Okay. So you're not naked then, right? So you're like a really creepy Tarzan?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Covered in lubricant and just shooting out sticky cats everywhere?
Yeah.
Phil, is this whole thing a euphemism?
No.
You sure?
Just... Spactman.
That's your name, Spactman, right?
Yep, Spactman.
Spactman, how do you spell it?
Not really sure.
It's your name!
I didn't graduate.
Okay, I'm sure I'll figure out how to spell it. Okay,
I think it's like S-P-C-A-T.
S-P-C-A-T.
S-P-A-C-A-T. That's how you spell it, yeah.
So it's like Spacatman?
Spect man. So it's there's a P at the end, too.
So it's like
P before the T.
Capt? What? How do you spell
Spect man.
Okay, stop spelling it. You're just confusing me.
I know, me too.
Okay, so what's your biggest exploit? Who's the biggest villain you've taken down?
Well, shit, dude. The biggest villain I've ever taken down was Doctor Who.
You took down... He's not a villain!
He just goes around and meddles, dude. He's meddling in everybody's business.
So, are you actually a supervillain?
No.
So, you're a good guy,
yeah.
But you took down Doctor Who?
Yeah, dude. That guy's an asshole.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Dude, he leaves all those women desperate.
Okay.
He's always dipping out to different galaxies,
leaving these
bitches on Earth. Like,
yeah,
see you later, girl.
Okay.
You know? It's like...
You've watched a lot of Doctor Who for hating the man.
I'm getting tired of him.
You're tired of Doctor Who?
Yeah. That's why I beat his ass. Stuck him to his spaceship.
All right. Well, Mr. Speckman, I have something to tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
I am, in fact, a super villain to your superhero, with air quotes.
Could it be?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I am Dr. That Guy's Not Very Nice.
Oh my god, Dr. That Guy's Not Very Nice, my arch nemesis!
I'm your arch nemesis?
Yes, you are! Even worse than Doctor Who!
I'm honored.
I hate doctors!
I like Doctor Who. He's a good friend of mine.
You and your whole doctor race. Fucking with our gynecology.
Wait, but I'm human.
I know that.
Alright, wait. Yes. Yes. No, me and Doctor Who, we play volleyball quite often.
Not anymore. I stuck him to a spaceship.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway.
Okay. I'm Doctor That Guy's Not Very Nice. People like to call me Doctor That Guy.
Alright, That Guy.
I'm a super villain.
Super villain, That Guy.
Don't call me that. I worked for my PhD in evil.
Alright.
And doctoring.
Doctor That Guy. Tell me about your powers.
My powers?
Yes.
I'm an evil inventor. I'm a mad scientist. Except I'm a doctor.
Much like Doctor Who.
Yes, but doesn't he have paranormal inventions? That sort of thing?
Yes, he does. What are your paranormal inventions?
They're not paranormal. I have a freeze ray. And a shrink ray. And a big ray.
Whoa.
And then defrost ray. A lot of my inventions counteract each other. I need to be able to undo the evil I've done.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, if I want to go evil on someone, what if I accidentally go evil on someone I like Doctor Who? What if I accidentally froze him? Then I have to defrost him? I can't just be like, oh, I missed. Sorry, you're dead now. You've been all eviled up by Doctor That Guy. It's not very nice.
I think I'm starting to understand your name now, Doctor. That Guy's Not Very Nice.
Yes, but I am actually quite nice.
That doesn't even make any sense at all.
Well, to superheroes, I'm not very nice.
I'm a superhero.
I'm not very nice to you. Haven't you learned this?
No.
Maybe I should.
But I'm a slow learner.
I know this. You're quite dumb for a superhero.
But I have cats, and they are sticky.
Your cats are idiotic and dumb.
No, they're not. They're sticky.
So, my defrost ray will fix that. Actually, no, my defrost ray is not for that. I have my unstick ray.
You have an unstick ray?
Yes, it's to undo my super glue ray. Which is, that one's actually just a super soaker with super glue in it. It was one of my...
Seem very high tech.
Was one of my early inventions. It works quite well.
And you're like 2.5?
No, 1.5.
Oh my god, you started early.
Started with a pistol.
Oh my god.
Now I've got
god.
That crazy sniper rifle super soaker.
Oh my god.
Filled with super glue.
No! Doctor That Guy, you've been doing evil for far too long. Feel the pain of my cats!
Okay. No. Okay, why did we just do those superhero things?
I don't know, dude. I've always wanted to be a superhero.
So now you're Speckman?
Mm-hmm. Speckman.
Okay. So that's another alter ego?
Yes.
Manchild slash
Man
Speckman.
Manchild Speckman.
Slash Phil.
Yep.
Great.
Slash Fruit Fucker.
Yeah, that might come in later, or else I'll have to edit that out. Or that can just be one of his nicknames. If you want to...
Fruit Fucker.
Yeah. If you want to say hi to Phil, you can call him...
Fruit Fucker.
Yeah. No more fruit fucker for now, okay? What the fuck is next? Oh my god, where's the board?
It's time for my dirty word of the week.
Alright, you can do that right now.
Oh yeah. Are you ready to get down and dirty with the dirtiest mind in the planet? Maybe not the dirtiest, but close enough.
You're pretty up there, dude.
Gorge schmud is the word for you this week.
Gorge schmud?
Gorge schmud. You ever had a piercing on your nutsack? Or ever had sex with someone with a piercing on their nutsack?
No.
These things can get
caught. Do you have sex with people with nutsacks?
No. I'm just saying, for those girls out there, if you've ever been covered in gorge mud.
Well, than the gay guys.
Or gay dudes. Anyway, penile piercings and testicular piercings. These things can cause infections and gorge mud. Gorge mud is a nasty pus-like thing that oozes out of gaping holes. So such as that caused by a piercing.
So it's the is it the pus or is it the infection?
Oh, it is both. Gorge mud is a living organism that infects.
So the gorge mud would be the like the infected area kind of, and then what the schmud would be the
byproduct.
The pus?
Yes.
You got some pussy smud?
Oh, it's purple pus. So if you ever see purple pus coming out of your partner's infected piercing areas, you know it's gorge mud.
What's wrong with you?
Gorge mud.
That was your word of the week?
Nope.
That was... I don't want to imagine that in my head, but now I'm doing... No! Wait, does it only work on guys? Oh, I guess gorge.
That's why it's called gorge mud.
Yeah, we got them gourds.
Yep. It's a good thing my gourds aren't schmuddy.
Oh my god. Okay. No! My brain! Oh my god, okay, no, we should move on, please. Okay, weird news. I got something good for you this week, Phil.
Weird news?
Yeah. I found something that you're gonna like.
Oh shit.
You're gonna like at least half of it.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna like the whole thing.
Okay. I guess I'll read the title for this one. The title is, this happened in Christina Lake, British Columbia.
I like British Columbia.
Yeah, you're about to like it a lot more. So, the title's simple. It's BC Police, Bears Surrounded Pot Fields. So, basically, the police in Christina Lake, British Columbia, uncovered two marijuana fields near the U.S. border.
Oh, shit.
And when,
They weren't mine.
When the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, that's a long name for a group of people... When they went in to try and seize, all the plants and shit, mm-hmm. like they do, apparently there were a bunch of bears. There were, how many bears were there? There were 13 black bears were wandering, just kind of wandering through the crops, around the perimeter of the fields or just through the fields. Oh, my God,
dude. I didn't know bears were cultivating marijuana.
No, they weren't. Basically, the property's two owners had basically, people think that the... owners had trained the bears to guard the pot fields. Or if they were just using them as pets. Because it had to be one of those two things. Because the bears were all, on the pot fields. And, So people think that they were either trained to protect them. Or they were just the two pot field owner guys were like, yeah, let's have some black bears as pets, dudes. Those things are awesome.
Oh, man. I thought the black bears were cultivating marijuana. I was going to say, how are they going to prosecute these bears?
First, they start as guards, then they're going to work themselves up the chain, and eventually they're going to be the kingpins.
Shit, dude, I'm going to be buying my drugs from a kingpin black bear.
Better not stiff him on the money.
Hell no.
Molly's Ow.
And then I'll be like, dude, I'm so sorry. I totally just... It slipped my mind.
So you speak bear now?
No, sort of.
Okay.
I can understand an angry tone.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. What was that? Oh. This brings me to something very, very urgent that I need to talk about, which
Black
is...
Black bear's extinction?
No. Canadians? Oh. More dangerous than we thought. They're gonna fucking send black bears down. They have trained, apparently they have methods of training black bears to guard shit. And soon it's just going to be the fucking
dude
mounted bear police, and they're going to come down with rifles, and when they run out of bullets, they're just going to start mauling people.
They succeeded where that one guy failed and got eaten.
What guy?
That guy who lived with the bears.
Oh, yeah, Grizzly Adams?
Yeah.
Yeah. These Canadians.
Was that his name, Grizzly Adams?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Whatever. These two pot owner guys, they're just like, hey, bears, we'll get you high if you protect our shit. And the bears are
sounds good
to me. So, apparently, the Canadians are just going to get a bunch of bears high and then send them down here to kill people.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe Canada would be that devious and maniacal.
I know. They're sneaky like that. You gotta watch out.
I love Canadians.
We gotta build our fence on the other border. An anti-bear fence. What's an anti-bear fence look like? Because they can climb, can't they? How do you?
Oh, they can climb.
How do you
dude.
Protect against bears?
You just dig a trench.
Landmines.
Landmines.
It's not actually a fence.
And then in 30 years...
It's an invincible fence.
In 30 years, you're going to have all these commercials on TV about bears that lost their feet to landmines and stuff. So send money to the bears, because we lost our feet.
I feel like we're personifying bears a lot more than they should be.
Bears are people.
No, they're not.
We evolved from them.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No.
That's what it said in the textbook.
What textbook are you reading?
The We Evolved from Bears textbook.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, yeah. You went to the different school where they taught bear creationism.
Yep.
I don't know. So yeah, that was my weird news.
My ancestors was a koala.
Wouldn't that be if you were Australian? No. Where do koalas live?
Australia.
Oh, I guess koalas are the more bear type. I was gonna say kangaroos, but.
Kangaroo.
No, okay. So you're not Australian.
I know.
Your ancestors would be.
Oh, dude.
What's a German bear?
Yeah, what is a German bear?
I don't know. Yeah. Moving on.
Dancing bears.
No. The bears on you. Oh no, that's Russia. I was gonna say the bears on unicycles, but that's definitely
oh,
Russia.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's my weird news.
That was some good weird news. I look forward to hearing more about these bears in the future.
Yeah.
Now, it is time for the weekly installment of Game Impossible.
I thought you were going to actually bring that up in a more better way. Like a, hey, you want to play a game? Like the Saw guy.
Do you want to play a game?
Sure, yeah.
Play my little game, stupid bitch. Okay.
You don't have to be mean about it.
No. Anyway, okay. Game.
Yeah, what's the game?
Counting random events.
Okay, I might need more explanation than on
you
the
need
last
to
game.
Count to 100.
Okay.
But you have to count the right way.
What's the right way?
Using the random events calendar counting method.
How does that work?
You'll have to figure that out.
Well, no, this... How does that work?
It's easy.
What? You have to explain.
Some numbers are in different places. Like, I'll
so I have to count to 100, but not all the numbers are going to be, like, 1 through 100?
No.
I'm definitely going to go insane trying to do that.
So, I'll get you started. I'll get you started.
Okay.
1, 8, 13.
Okay.
46.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Go.
1, 8, 13, 46, 52, 87, 3, 17, 63, 84, 99, 7, 9, 12, 27, 89.
My God, you're doing good.
73, 72, 18.
All right, you're coming up on a loop.
A loop. 24, 18, 24, 18, 24, 18, 77.
There you go. You fucking made it through there. All right.
16.
Do it. Roller coaster. 81, 80,
77, 9, 12, 13, 17, 7.
Okay.
7.
Here it comes.
7, 7, 7, 7.
Oh my
7,
God.
7, 7, 100.
Oh, you did it. Oh my God. I can't believe you just did that game. Oh, this is amazing. You just counted in random numbers to 100. There's only one other person who could do that.
Wait, did I win?
Yeah!
I thought I won.
Holy shit, dude! I don't even know how you won!
I thought these games were supposed to be impossible.
The only other person that's ever won that was a second grade mouse.
A mouse was in second grade?
Yeah! Dude, this was one smart mouse.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this mouse okay. had, like...
Okay, I feel dumber for having done that game. Okay, yeah,
do you want to try to count backwards?
No!
In random numbers?
No. Oh, hey, okay, you put me through that game. I've got another scenario for you.
Oh, shit.
This one's gonna be good.
Oh my God.
I put a lot of thought into it. Maybe, not really, but, okay. So.
Oh, sucky, sucky!
No. Okay, so, you've been trained for, I don't know why, in some alternate reality, basically, it, just outside of, what's the capital of Arizona? Tempe?
Yeah.
Or Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona, yeah.
Phoenix.
Tempe?
Is Tempe even in Arizona?
Dude, let's just make this an alternate reality and Tempe okay. is the capital.
Okay, just outside Tempe, Arizona, they've discovered this very odd power source. The government has discovered a very odd power source. And basically, in how they've harnessed it, things are disappearing into this. There's it's kind of like a, it's a canyon, but there's no bottom that they can find. But it's a small canyon. It's not so much a canyon as it is like a crack in the earth that goes down.
So a crevasse that swallows things.
Yeah, except it's not like a long canyon.
I'm liking this.
It's more like a crack where it gets big and then, so it's kind of like a hole.
Yeah, got it.
And things are going down and they're not able to find any bottom to it. There's no bottom that they know of.
So they're going to send me in.
Yeah, basically.
Shit, dude.
Via kind of a lottery, and you're one of the only people who volunteered because no one else is stupid enough to do it. Basically, they're going to...
I have to call that bravery.
They're going to lower you down on a rope. Except, you don't want a rope, so you're just like, I'll just jump in. There's no bottom, right? I'm not going to get hurt.
All right.
So, you jump in, and you fall for, I don't know, you fall for like 7 days or something. I don't know. You fall for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And... eventually,
I reach my terminal velocity.
Well, you reach that after like 15 seconds, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
So you're falling at terminal velocity for a long time, yeah. And eventually, what happens is you fall through a wormhole, and you're kind of like ejected on another planet, somewhere else in the universe.
Okay.
So you're the wormhole explorer. Except no one actually knew that you were. So people are just like, is he still falling? Where is he?
Right on.
You're on another planet. You see, this planet has massive, just, you're out, like...
huge mushrooms?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure somewhere, but you arrive on the outskirts of this massive town, like, this massive city. Think the biggest metropolis that would be on Earth, except 10 times bigger, I don't know.
Alright, I'm ready to fucking do this.
The buildings are massive.
I'm ready.
It's advanced. It's not, like, super, super... technology advanced, but it's I don't know, say like 100, 200 years ahead of us.
All right, on.
So just do what you will do.
Okay. So hold on, I just have one question. Is it America advanced or China advanced?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, China's ahead of us right now.
Okay, well...
or, well, Japan. Japan.
Okay. Think the most advanced technology we have now,
mm-hmm.
200 years in the future.
Okay, got it. Oh, shit, man. Okay, so, after being ejected from the wormhole, I realize I have no clothing. The reason I have no clothing is because traveling at terminal velocity for so long has stripped it all off of me.
Your clothes burnt off?
Yeah.
You should probably talk a little bit louder.
Okay.
You're kind of whispering.
Traveling at terminal velocity, so first... blah, 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 blah.
You don't have to redo that part. That part will be fine.
Anyway. So I pop out this wormhole, right? I'm standing on mushy, kind of green soil. These little plants are growing around my feet. And so
kind
I
of
decide,
like grass?
Yeah, kind of like grass, except it's coiling around my toes and wrapping around my leg.
So it's trying to eat you?
I feel that it's best to keep moving. I begin walking towards this massive metropolis, buildings that stretch into the clouds. Some even look like they're going out through the atmosphere into space. Yeah, these are big, dude. I'm coming up on the entrance to the city, and I realize that the gate is an energy field. It's not bars or anything like that. It's just a glowing purple energy field. Anyway, so I come up to the gate and trying to find a way through it. Pick up a stick that I see laying on the ground. Metal rod, actually, because there's no wood around or anything. I touch the energy field with the metal rod and I'm immediately shot backwards. And so I decided, you know, it's probably a good idea not to touch the energy field again. So I start walking around the perimeter of this city. All the meanwhile, the grass is, this green stuff is following me. It's starting to freak me out a little bit. You know, grass that's following me around. It's growing. The place where I'm walking is dirt. and the stuff is growing up right behind me in a path. I'm like, oh, well, this could be useful to find my way back. Right? So I keep walking. And then suddenly I see a crack. I see a crack in the wall. And I peer into it. It seems to go all the way through. The wall is almost 20 feet thick. So I crawl through this 20-foot crevice into the city. I'm looking around. I don't see anybody at all. So I start walking in towards the direction which I think would be the center. See if I can find anything useful. I need to find out where I am. So I'm looking for a computer or some kind of electronic device that's working. Obviously, there's power in the city if the gate was up.
So wait, at this point, you think the city's abandoned?
I do feel like the city is abandoned.
Really? But there's still power to, mm-hmm. like, to the gate, at least.
Yeah, there's still power to the gate.
Okay.
So I knock on the first door I come to, just, you know, being courteous.
What does the door look like?
Well, the door is not really looking like a door. It looks like a piece of the wall, but I can definitely see...
Oh, so you can see, like, the crack in the door?
I can see a crack outline, but mm-hmm. there's no door handle.
So it's kind of like a pocket door, almost, except, like, more like, stealthy?
It's, like, flat.
Uh-huh.
It's right up okay. against yeah, the side yeah. of it.
But you can see the edges
I
of the
I can definitely
door.
See the edges okay, of okay. the door, though. And a small peephole in the middle. So I knock on the door, and the peephole suddenly enlarges.
Oh, creepy. You
know, it gets real big.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about putting my hand through it, but then I decide it could be bad because it could probably close again really quick.
Well, there's no glass in the peephole?
Mm-mm. Oh. It just opens right up. Just
I guess that's for when they want to stick their phase gun through and just be like, get off my property, bitch!
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so... And just this nasty smell is drifting out through the hole, so... I decide, you know, maybe I should just leave this one alone. And so I walk... Keep walking, go to the next one, knock on that door. The door's a little fancier, you know, it's got a keypad next to it. I knock on it, and using the random number sequence calculator that I had stored in my anus.
Why? What? Okay.
I used it to crack the code on the door. Luckily, the USB ports fit.
So they use USB?
I guess, yeah.
2.0 or 1.0?
No, 6.8.
You have a 6.8 USB?
Yep.
Yeah. You do have all the advanced technology.
I do. I grabbed it when I came to the city.
Oh, so you found it?
Forgot to mention that, yeah.
So you found an adapter?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I'm thinking, someone's been here before me, you know? And plug it into the door and hit the start button. It takes about a minute and a half. And the door comes sliding open. The same nasty smell comes drifting out of this house, too, and I...
But the door actually opened this time?
But the door opened.
Okay.
Yeah, the door opened. I'm a little hesitant to go inside. I take a step inside, and there is just bodies hanging up everywhere. Like, they're not quite human, but not quite alien.
And they're hanging? Like, upside down?
They're hanging by their hands.
So it's like people holding onto the rafters, kind of?
Sort of like.
Except they're not alien or human, really?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're dead.
Okay, but they're hanging by their hands?
They're hanging by their hands. Yeah.
Like, does it look like they're holding on, or are they,
mm-hmm.
like, hooked?
It looks like they're holding on.
Okay. But you think they're dead still?
I still think they're dead. So I go and I look to see if maybe they're nailed to the rafters, right? I look, they're not. One of them opens their eyes.
So they're not dead?
They're not dead.
Okay.
These things start shrieking. They're just screaming. They're elongated, humanoid, kind of like, with large heads.
So they're like tall people?
Very tall people, yeah. Okay. Very kind of thin. They have kind
of... So this house must be pretty tall then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All the buildings are tall. Yeah. They have hook-like feet.
Really?
Yeah. They have two toes with hooks that go like this.
Oh, kind of like those raptor toes?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Kind of like raptor toes pointing in towards each other. Anyway, the first one starts screaming, and then all the other ones wake up, and they start screaming. I run out of the house, and all of a sudden, I'm followed by all these screaming...
What you didn't know was what they were actually screaming was, burglar! Burglar!
Well, I hope so. Anyway, they start coming after me like freaking dogs after a chicken, right?
Okay.
And,
That metaphor made a lot more sense than most of your metaphors, actually.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've just seen dogs chase chickens before. So, anyway, so I'm fleeing from the house, and they're following me. What I didn't realize is that they had, bat-like wings.
They have wings now?
Yeah, connected to the back of them.
Okay.
I didn't see them because they were all facing forward,
mm-hmm.
and they were folded in the back.
Okay.
Anyway, these things start taking off and flying after me. I can see canine teeth about 4 inches long coming out of their mouths.
But just the canines?
4 pairs.
So they have like sharp kind of teeth.
Yeah, except they got like shark teeth and they're long.
Okay.
Anyway, these things are flying. Pairs. Yeah, four.
You mean four rows?
4 sets of canines.
Oh, so it's like us except more canines?
Yeah. Okay. So they have two in the front that are coming out like this.
Yeah.
2 right behind it. 2 right behind that.
Okay. That. So yeah, okay. It's kind
of
creepy.
It looks like a freaking gripper. Like
okay.
if it sticks me, it's gonna pull most of me in.
Okay.
Right? Their mouth is definitely bigger than my head.
Okay.
They're pretty big.
So they're just gonna eat you?
I'm pretty sure they're gonna eat me.
Okay.
I am running for my life. Luckily, I'm naked, so I have better speed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have looked for clothes.
No, I wouldn't have. Not on a planet.
No. Not on a planet?
Yeah. Not where none of my friends were at.
Okay.
Anyway.
There's like, nobody's going to see my junk that hasn't already seen it.
Yeah.
Or alien.
Yeah. I want to make sure these guys get a good look at what's going to fuck the shit out of them. You know?
Yeah. Great.
Anyway. So I'm running for my life.
Yeah. And they're flying after me.
I see an open doorway. Wooden house.
Okay.
Unlike the metal ones.
Is it smaller?
It's very much smaller.
Okay.
I dive inside. It's a low doorway, about, I'd say, 3 feet off the ground.
Is so it's the top, like a, is the top like of the door. Doggy door?
Yeah, it's kind of like a doggy door, but wide.
Okay.
Anyway, I dive into it. And I crash into some pots and pans and some, I don't know what it is. It's dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
Things are just bang, 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 you know? They come flying up. They're all trying to get inside, but they can't because they won't fit through the door.
Mm.
They can't get down far enough to get underneath.
Okay.
Their wings are keeping them from coming in, too. And I hear someone rustling behind me, and then all of a sudden I've been grabbed, and I'm being dragged down into this kind of like a tunnel.
Okay.
Down further underground.
Yeah. A basement, maybe?
Kind of like a basement, yeah. And this girl with 3 eyes is all of a sudden turning on a lantern. And she's telling me that we have to be really quiet.
How big is this girl?
Same size as me.
Okay.
She's definitely human.
But she's got 3 eyes, Phil?
Yeah.
But she's human?
Yep. Totally okay. human.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, continue.
Yep. Anyway, so I'm asking her, I'm like, what is this all about? Like, what's going on here and everything? And she's like, oh, well, these demons came out of the mine about 10 years ago and started eating all of our people. So we...
So she's one of the actual, like, she's one of the civilization,
mm-hmm.
and those things are demons?
Something like that. That's what she called them.
Okay.
Anyway, so I said, well, I got a time machine.
You don't have a time machine?
I know, but I wish I did.
So you're just lying to this woman that you just met, and you're both in danger?
No, I'm not. I didn't say that to her. I was just messing around. Anyway, so she's like, we can get out of here, but we have to wait until the sun comes up.
It was right? dark? You never said it was dark.
Well, it was moonlight.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty bright.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't like, you know, was nothing to be proud
of.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's like, we have to wait until daylight, and then we can get out of here, right? So I'm like, okay, well, obviously these things are like some kind of space vampires or something like that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
She says that they came out of the mine 10 years ago. And when they started eating everybody, they started to transform. They didn't always look the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
They started out snake-like.
They were snakier?
Yeah, they were snakier.
Okay.
Anyway, so we wait until daytime.
Mm-hmm.
We fuck around and, you know, have a good time in her basement. Anyway. Oh,
yeah. Like you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She becomes pregnant with my child.
That was fast.
Yeah. Anyway. So we escape in the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm not realizing is her gestation period is only 3 days.
So she's already getting big?
Yep.
Slowing it down.
Woke up in the morning.
Lots of morning sickness already?
Yeah, woke up in the morning and she already had a bump. I was like, whoa, did I do that?
Yeah, that's how you discovered that she was pregnant?
Yeah.
And that her gestation period was very quick?
Yeah.
Great.
She explained this all to me. Anyway, so she said we had to make our way towards the tall tower in the middle of the city.
Okay.
I didn't know there was going to be other dangers. I thought this was just going to be
other than
real
the crazy space
walk.
Vampires with the hook feet and the wings.
Yeah. Other than the crazy space vampires.
Do actual like vampires feet. Don't have wings though. They can turn into bats.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They're kind of like space vampires.
Because they have wings?
No, because they're not on Earth.
Okay,
because
they're
a little bit different.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're making our way towards the tower, and there are these kind of like slug things. And
but they're bigger?
No. They're
snakier?
They're I'd say about a foot long.
Okay.
A foot
long.
We
have slugs that big.
And about 3-4 inches wide.
Okay.
Kind of like a sea slug, right?
Okay.
They have these little spiny things that are sticking out of them. She says we can't get close to them at all. I'm like, well, obviously we can get pretty close because they're not going to, like, spine us with those
short
little...
They're not
going to
jump up and eat us?
Yeah, they're not going to jump up and eat us. Well, I was totally wrong.
Oh, no, the slug things are chasing us. Move quickly.
I was totally wrong. They have feet underneath.
Well, then they're not slugs.
Spring-loaded grasshopper-like feet.
Okay.
Underneath their slug body. They launched up at us, trying to latch onto our faces. They had little... I could see their little grinder teeth. Going around in a circle.
Yeah.
They're going to bore a hole in my head and eat me.
So many things do.
And she swats the first one away from me, and then we start running. The slug things are jumping after us like freaking frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like frogs after a dead mosquito.
Still makes kind of sense.
Okay. Anyway, so we're headed towards the tall tower. She says that the tall tower will take us into space where we can get away from all the shitty shit.
Okay.
Anyway, we go into space, jump on the tower, shot up into space by this time.
So it's like a space elevator?
Yep, like a space elevator.
Okay.
We take the 4-day trip to the top. My child is born in an elevator on
did
the
you
way
deliver?
Into space. I did deliver.
You do have? Do we have experience delivering children?
I do.
Children?
I've delivered many of my own children. Okay. Whenever I go on adventures, I seem to have to deliver.
How many
my
eyes
own children.
Does he have?
He has 4.
Okay. I don't know how he gained one, but...
I don't either. That's what I want to know.
Okay. So
anyway,
so you're at the top of the space elevator. What's at
he
the
has
top,
an enormous penis.
Okay.
Enormous.
Obviously, he got that from his mother.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
anyway, so...
Okay. So what's it? So at the top of the space elevator, what is it? Like a space station?
Yeah. It's like this little rotating platform.
Okay.
With no dome over the top of it. We're breathing space.
Okay.
I'm very confused by this.
Okay.
My son, with his enormous penis, is suddenly welcomed by a shaman.
Where's the shaman? Where was
he? Was
just
he was up on the platform.
Okay.
Anyway, he hands my son a sort of like a... It looks like a glove, but a penis-shaped glove.
Less about the penis, please, Phil. But sure, your son's got a penis glove.
This penis glove has sort of like a death ray-looking like thing on the front of it.
Mm-hmm. It's a weapon of mass destruction glove.
It is.
Okay.
He was the only one on the planet with a big enough penis to power it.
Okay.
He gives it to him because it's the only way they can defeat the space vampires.
Okay.
Anyway, so my son, now only 2 days old, has grown to the same size as me.
Penis-wise, or...
Oh, he's much larger penis-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like height-wise, like your son's like 6'3"?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He's got... His penis is bigger than my arm.
Okay, move along.
Anyway.
Come on.
Anyway, he jumps off of the space platform.
Okay.
Back down to the surface of the planet. It's the middle of the night. I think he's gonna get eaten. All of a sudden, I see flashes of red light everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming people. They're all dead. He used the laser penis sword thing to destroy them all.
And now you're the king.
And now I'm the king of a planet.
Okay, that was... It was a very long story. It was very interesting. I'm not quite sure what to think.
That's how it happens in Vegas, baby.
Okay. And what? Now we got... Oh, we watched a bad movie, right?
We watched a crazy-ass movie.
Yeah, you actually... I think you actually
with
liked
two
it.
Two fine and lovely ladies.
Did you read that post on the website?
I don't know.
That's the exact wording that I use, pretty much.
Oh, dang. Well, no, it's just because they're just fine and lovely ladies.
Okay. No, we watched a movie called Teeth.
Teeth.
Which, I don't know who...
You'd think it would be about vampires.
Well, no, I knew what it was about. You guys are the ones who didn't quite know what it was about. If you don't know, Teeth came out in, I think, 06 or 07.
2006.
Yep. And it's starring... It was an indie film. It was done by like Dimension Extreme or something. It's like a like the fucking B leagues of Dimension films.
Oh God.
Well, you saw the movie, Phil. You know.
I know.
And it's just it's an awful movie. It stars nobody that you've ever heard of. And basically,
she had lopsided breasts.
Did she?
Yes.
Okay, well, that wasn't the premise of the movie. I'm going to let Phil tell you the premise of the movie, though.
The premise of the movie was mythology from all around the world about a woman with a toothed vagina.
Vagina dentata!
Yeah, vagina dentata.
It's, yeah, she's got teeth in her vagina.
Teeth.
It's apparently, it makes her a monster, but it seemed more like a defense mechanism.
Yeah, she really used it as a defense mechanism at first.
No, at first she didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's sexually assaulted by the guy that she's in love with. It's a very virtuous girl who has the tooth vagina, which
yeah.
I guess makes sense because you're going to be very virtuous if you've got teeth in there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, she's sexually assaulted by a guy that she really likes, which I don't, yeah. And that's when you learn that
her vagina's got teeth.
Yeah.
Penis comes off.
Yeah, bites a dude's dick off.
Yep. No more penis for him.
How many penises got bitten off?
Let's see. You got one, the first guy, the sexual assaulter. The second guy was the dude that...
The sweet guy with air quotes? Yeah,
the sweet guy with the roofies.
The third one was as a weapon.
Yeah, the third one was her brother.
Yeah, that's... Spoiler!
Okay.
Yeah, but the one of the things that I found the weirdest was it spat him out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, she bit him off, and then...
Dog munched that penis.
The first two, you just kind of see on the ground. The third one, she actually kind of... Because the third one, she's
holds
actually...
Holds on to for
doing
a
it,
second.
Yeah, she's doing it like a weapon. That's how she's getting back at her brother, because her brother let her mom die. And, yeah, she like... She does the thing, and then she stands up, and
then it drops.
Yeah, you just kind of see it drop out.
Like a turd.
Yeah, and then the dog comes over and eats it, and it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, three penises get bitten off, and what? How many fingers did the gynecologist lose?
Four.
He lost
four of his fingers.
Which I don't really understand. I've never been to a gynecologist. I know Phil does all the time.
I do.
No, he pretends to be one, though.
Yeah, I do.
But that seems like a lot for a gynecologist. He took his glove off.
Yeah, took his glove
four
off.
Four fingers
lubed
deep.
It up, and
four
then
fingers
went
deep.
Four fingers deep.
And then...
So he deserved it.
Yeah, he got four fingers bitten off, and then he just kind of sat on the ground holding his hand, going, "Vagina dentata!"
Screamed it for a while.
Yeah,
and as she ran out of the room, the fingers fell onto the floor.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It was very creepy.
Yep.
So, I don't know, is there much more... Oh, and then at the very end, like the very, very... Right before the credits roll, she had to hitch... A ride.
Oh,
she's
God.
Going down the road because she's just trying to escape the town where everyone's like, "Vagina dentata! Vagina dentata!" She's trying to escape that because it would get old, I'm
it's
sure.
Just bad.
Yeah. So she hitches a ride with this old guy and she basically falls asleep and they drive through the night. She wakes up at a rest stop and she kind of smiles at the guy and then she goes to get out of the car and her door's locked. And the guy is just kind of playing, like, door chicken with her. Like, every time she unlocks it, he locks it and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts doing, like, that weird, like, tongue thing where he's like, And the last thing you see before credits roll is she just kind of, like, grins into the camera. And then you're like, oh, God, she's going to...
Like, oh, shit.
She's going to become a wandering slut who bites off people's
dicks
with her
fingers
vagina.
And all sorts of things.
Okay, so Phil, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, you loved it. You loved the movie.
I loved it. I went home screaming "Vagina Dentata."
All four of us did, apparently.
Yeah, we were definitely having a great time with it.
Horrible
movie, extremely funny.
Yeah, something like that. I did not like the movie. I thought it was horrible. I thought it was. There was a lot of novelty in how stupid it was. Definitely kind of terrified me. I think Phil was very scared, too.
I will definitely be more careful before I put my pee-pee in someone.
It's definitely a very, very frightening movie for guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Which it's supposed to be a thriller. Like, there's no comedy element to it.
Watch it with your girlfriend.
It's supposed to be a thriller.
It'll and totally get her.
For guys, it definitely is. For guys, it's a thriller. It's very terrifying.
Yeah.
For girls, I don't know.
It's just a big laugh fest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a laugh fest for guys too.
I tried to laugh about it as best I could. Do you remember the harsh reality was people were losing their penises. Yeah.
You remember the way the first guy screamed?
Yeah, that was nuts, dude. Okay, if you guys watch this movie,
the guy who gets his pee-pee bitten off,
he screams like a banshee.
No, the guy who rapes her, he looks like one of the Jonas Brothers, doesn't he?
He does look like a Jonas Brother, which was very satisfying for me.
Yeah, it was actually very nice. And he just lets out this, like, well, I'm sure it would be the scream that any of us would let out.
Yeah, but like, his mouth was open, like, wider than an elephant's cock could fit.
Okay. Yeah, but, no, I saw the novelty and how stupid it was. I did not so much enjoy the movie. It was very, very strange and terrifying. Yep. And all the acting was bad, and, the lead female character was just weird and horrendous and
horrible.
Like how virtuous they were trying to make her seem was just really weird.
She was just biting off everybody's pee-pee.
Yeah. But anyway.
With her vagina.
They all outvoted me and made me rate it 5 stars on Netflix.
Yep, and now so, his...
Yeah, now Netflix thinks I'm
like off. This is all fucked up.
Yeah. Movies like Teeth. No, I don't want to watch... I don't want to watch more movies like that, Netflix. No. Bad. No. So now my Netflix thinks I'm a weirdo.
Oh, man, he is.
I'm not a...
Anyway. I've got an excellent topic. It's called...
What topic?
Why goats are assholes.
Goats?
Yes, goats.
You think goats are assholes?
I do think goats are assholes.
Why?
Well, one time I was at my aunt's farm, and I was just minding my own business when a goat started chasing me out of nowhere. I attempted to escape the goat.
Did this goat rape you?
No, the goat chased me.
Did it touch you?
The goat chased me into an electric fence.
You ran into an electric fence?
I did.
Did the goat laugh at you? You know they can laugh.
I did not hear any laughter from the goat because I was scared out of my mind and being electrocuted.
How old were you?
I think I was 12. Yeah.
And you ran into an electric fence?
About 12, yeah.
A goat chased you into an electric fence.
Yep.
And then probably laughed at you.
I don't remember him laughing, but probably did.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just laid there and the goat walked away.
So the goat was just trying to get you to run into an electric fence?
I feel like he was, and that's why I do believe that goats are just assholes.
Well, but that's a generalization, Phil. I'm sure not all goats are assholes.
I'm pretty sure if another goat had the chance to run me into an electric fence, it would.
Maybe they just enjoy hurting you. Maybe they, like, maybe you're just the anti-goat. Like, all goats have training, and they're like, hate this man, and they just have a picture of you. And it's like if you see him, try and make him run into something. If you can, electrocuted.
I don't believe it. I just feel like goats are assholes.
So you think all goats are assholes?
All goats
are
assholes.
Is that your only reasoning?
That's why I have decided to eat goat cheese and goat meat on a regular basis.
Goat cheese doesn't really hurt goats.
I hope it does.
Eating goat meat, I can understand. Just be like, do you have a goat that you can slaughter just for me? I'll take all of it.
I plan to eat goats on a regular basis.
You enjoy eating goats
as revenge? I do now, yep.
That's your new declaration?
Yep.
You're gonna have goat burgers?
Yep, goat burgers.
Goat loaf?
Goat hot dogs. Goat loaf, yeah.
Mmm, tasty, tasty goat loaf.
Goat ice cream.
What is that, just raw, like, raw hamburger goat?
No.
What's goat ice cream?
Goat cheese turned into ice cream.
Oh, well, but that doesn't hurt
goats. Goat yogurt, I'm gonna have. I'm going to have goat eggs, goat bacon.
Goat eggs?
Yeah.
Do goats lay eggs?
Okay, hold on.
Are you just going to shape goat meat into eggs? And then try and crack them open on like a skillet and be like, it's not working. Or you just crack them and then you put like each half of the egg on the skillet and you're like, I'm making goat eggs.
Okay, yeah, goats don't lay eggs.
Are you sure? You want to test that?
Space goat.
Space goats lay eggs.
Yep. Yeah, so. I mean, really, that's how I feel about goats.
They're assholes.
They're assholes. Yeah.
Okay, would you like to say that more clearly?
Goats are assholes.
Perfect.
Asshole goats.
Okay. I don't know. What else did you put on here? Oh, you want to talk about a word from our mascot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you might all remember the Graf Draf from episode one.
That's our mascot? Officially?
That is officially our mascot.
Did he fill out the application form?
He did fill out the application form. I interviewed him four times.
Four times?
Four times.
Very, very extensive interview process. It was. A real stickler for details.
I am. I'm a stickler for details.
When he's talking about hybrid creatures.
I had to inspect each one of his hooves.
How many? Four?
Four.
Okay. No, I thought he had little scurry claws.
Well, yeah.
No. That was the Graf.
That was the Graf Coon.
Yeah. Graf Draf.
Yeah, Graf Drafs have hooves.
Mm-hmm. And wings.
And wings. Anyway, so I had to give him a thorough brushing, make sure he did not have any bugs or shit like that.
Okay.
He filled out his application in goat's blood, so I was pretty happy about that. So I had to brush all of his hair, make sure he didn't have any fleas or weird shit like that.
Did he?
No, he didn't have anything.
Okay.
He had some space bugs.
Space, but all the space shit this episode, dude.
But we don't count
actually
those.
Every episode. You just like space.
I do. I like time machines too. Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, well, I'm gonna need to investigate one of these space bugs. I took it in the time machine, forward in time 100 years to see how it would mutate, just to make sure they were safe to be on the planet.
Okay.
It died.
Oh, that's good.
So space bugs probably only around for the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
But
don't let them bite you in that 15 minutes.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Definitely don't, dude. I got a raging fucking gorge schmod from.
Gorge schmod?
Yeah.
It's like a mod for your gorge.
Gorge schmud, sorry. Okay. I got a raging gorge schmud from one of these dudes biting me in the
space
testicles.
Space bug bite?
Yeah, space bug testicle bite.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Okay, well, no, what's the word? Like, yes, it's our sponsor, the Graf.
Yes, the Graf Draf is mascot. Our mascot.
Yeah.
All of his paperwork came back clean. He's not a alien or foreign.
No, he's just a
national.
Hybrid. He's a hybrid creature.
He did have to apply. Yes, he did have to apply for a hybrid creature license.
Okay.
So yeah, he's legitimate.
That was the word from our mascot?
No. He's got something to say. Hold on. I'm gonna go get him real quick. Hello. My name is...
He should be British. Can you do a British accent?
Sort of.
Graf Draf should be British. Yeah.
Oh, hello, mates. My name is Stuart Mutzenstein, and I'm just here to say thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for making me your mascot of Chaos Buffering. I can't wait to get my groove on with some of your natives.
Our natives?
Well, yes.
You're going to have sex with our women?
Absolutely.
Why? What was your name again?
Stuart Long Glickenstein.
Your last name changed.
I think so. I don't really have one.
So you make it up every time someone
yep,
asks?
Yep, they just call me goddamn okay. Stuart.
Okay, Stuart. I don't know how comfortable I am with you having sex with our women, Stuart.
I feel like it'd be a good idea.
Are you sure?
Yes. Don't make me come and smother you with a pillow.
A pillow? You can grasp a pillow?
Yes, I can.
With your hooves?
No, with my teeth.
You're gonna... Ew. No, please, don't.
Yes, think of us face to face. Pillow between us. Slowly suffocating you to death.
Okay, stop. Okay, I'm sorry, you can...
Okay, I'm going to go rape some women. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye, goddamn Stuart.
Oh my god. Holy crap. That
your interview process sucks, Phil. That guy's a psychopath.
That guy is a whack job. Oh boy. Yeah. So well, he's hired already.
Yeah, I know. You probably already paid him.
I did. Yep. I paid him in women.
In women.
Yep.
No wonder he was all hyped about women.
Yeah, he's got like six of them back in his tent.
Oh no. Oh. Did you tell them what they were here for?
No.
Oh my god. Okay.
I know, I'm waiting for the screams too.
Just the first one comes in and slaps you like, fuck you!
I can't believe you traded me to that monster thing.
Oh my god. Okay, we can do pimping.
Pimpin'.
There's not a lot Like, there's not much new stuff. There's...
Stuart is a pimpin'.
Oh, we fucking... We forgot to introduce ourselves again.
That's okay. My name is Josh, and this is Philip.
No, no. I'll throw it in there. I'm gonna edit that part out. Maybe I'll... I don't know. Okay, so, Phil...
Hello.
Did you want me to do your pimping?
No.
Okay, well then, tell everybody about your Twitter.
What's up? My name is Phil, a.k.a. Fruitfucker. Also known as Manchild. Also known as... What was my other one?
Spectman.
Oh, Spectman! Yeah, that's right. Shoot you with a sticky cat.
Okay.
Hit me up on Twitter or the email.
Yeah,
or...
okay. Wait, wait. You have to say what your Twitter is. Well, his Twitter is at Phil Conrad.
At Phil Conrad.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. On Twitter. On Twitter. On Twitter. On Facebook. On Planet Ganja Moose Treats.
Yeah. Also, I'm at Josh Hope on Twitter. I'm going to put it... It's up.
What's
on...
What's my email?
Chaos Phil Conrad.
ChaosPhilConrad.
@gmail.com.
Send me an email. ChaosPhilConrad@gmail.com.
We also have ChaosBuffering@gmail.com now.
ChaosBuffering@gmail.com. Woo woo!
If you want to email, like you can email Phil, or you can email, I'll be watching the ChaosBuffering Gmail. And you can just, you can email in whatever. You can email in a picture of you.
Pictures.
Punching yourself in the face. I don't know.
Something like that. Stuffed animals on fire. I like those.
Yeah, Phil wants pictures of stuffed animals on fire. Just don't ship him a stuffed animal that's on fire, because that's...
It won't make it here in time.
Yeah. He'll just get ash.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, someone sent me a stuffed animal that was on fire. How nice.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
Okay. I think all our projects are the same as last week.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hopefully we'll work into more projects.
More.
Sponsors, I don't know. Also, we should get a... We're getting a better website soon enough. We're getting... I don't know. We're getting a better website, hopefully. The website right now is chaosbuffering.wordpress.com. And if nothing else, I should get the... I'm going to get the domain, just chaosbuffering.com soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the music that you've been hearing now. Yeah, the music that you've been hearing throughout, you know, the intro, outro, kind of under us.
Extra testiculo.
That's Derek Audet.
Marshmallow.
Derek Audet. He's like an Ottawa artist. He does pictures, music. He does a lot of stuff.
Takes pictures of me.
Yeah, that's a side project, I guess.
Yep.
I'm gonna put a link up to his website, but you can also find him at Twitter. He's just at Derek Audet. I don't know how often he tweets, but that's where he has a link to his website. I think he has a link to his Gmail on there.
Tweet you some cheat codes.
Phil will. And right now Phil only has one follower, and it's me.
Yeah, I need more.
So
right now I'm following the president of Russia, our president.
Yeah,
the British Prime Minister.
Follow Phil for as much weird, like, he'll say a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah.
And he likes to do two things. He likes to say weird shit, and he likes to pimp the show. So,
yep.
Really, as long as...
And I like a pimp a hoe.
Yes, he is a pimp. Low down and dirty.
I get grimy with it.
Ew. That sounds awful. Okay, so... This is Dr. That Guy's Not Very Nice.
And Spacked Man signing off.